USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First-time jobless claims just under 3 million last week, according to the government. The 2.98 million Americans filing initial claims for jobless benefits were 195,000 fewer than the week before, but it pushed the total for the past 8 weeks to around 36 million first-time claims. Grocery prices up by the largest one-month increase in 50 years, as people are staying home in the face of the pandemic, Iowa State University agriculture economist Chad Hart explains.
That transferred a lot of that food being demanded away from home to at home, which meant grocery stores. And so we are seeing more demand at the grocery stores. And anytime you see more demand, it tends to lead to higher prices.
U.S. officials say poultry prices are up 4%. Beef is up by 7%. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.